Today is Tuesday, the 28th of July, in the 17th week of Ordinary Time. The choir of the King's Consort sing Henry Purcell's Hear My Prayer, O Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my crying come unto thee. As I listen, I too bring my prayer, my needs and my longings, the deepest feelings of my heart before the Lord. Today's reading is from the prophet Jeremiah.
You shall say to them this word: Let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease. For the virgin daughter, my people, is struck down with a crushing blow, with a very grievous wound. If I go out into the field, look, those killed by the sword. And if I enter the city, look, those sick with famine. For both prophet and priest ply their trade throughout the land, and have no knowledge. Have you completely rejected Judah? Does your heart loathe Zion? Why have you struck us down, so that there is no healing for us? We look for peace, but find no good, for a time of healing, but there is terror instead. We acknowledge our wickedness, O Lord, the iniquity of our ancestors, for we have sinned against you. Do not spurn us for your name's sake. Do not dishonour your glorious throne. Remember and do not break your covenant with us. Can any idols of the nations bring rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Is it not you, O Lord our God? We set our hope on you, for it is you who do all this.
Jeremiah is fairly fed up and in despair in this passage. Notice how he speaks to God. Have you completely rejected Judah? Have you ever spoken to God like this? We look for peace, but find no good, for a time of healing, but there is terror instead. Perhaps these words ring true for many of the seasons the world has gone through. Indeed, maybe this has been your recent lament to God for the world. What words would you use to express your prayer for the world? Now listen as the passage is read to you once more. This time, notice if a line or a word really stays with you.
You shall say to them this word, "Let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease. For the virgin daughter, my people, is struck down with a crushing blow, with a very grievous wound. If I go out into the field, look, those killed by the sword. And if I enter the city, look, those sick with famine. For both prophet and priest ply their trade throughout the land, and have no knowledge. Have you completely rejected Judah? Does your heart loathe Zion? Why have you struck us down, so that there is no healing for us? We look for peace, but find no good, for a time of healing, but there is terror instead. We acknowledge our wickedness, O Lord, the iniquity of our ancestors, for we have sinned against you. Do not spurn us for your name's sake. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember and do not break your covenant with us. Can any idols of the nations bring rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Is it not you, O Lord our God? We set our hope on you, for it is you who do all this."
Lastly, see if you can look back over this time of prayer. Was God at work within you during it? Is there some way in which you can turn that insight into a prayer to God or to Jesus or to the Holy Spirit? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.